Progress check 3. Exercise 3. Page 45.
Hi, Amanda. What's that you're reading?
Oh, hi, Will. I'm just looking through some brochures about summer camps. I'm thinking of going to a camp somewhere in late August, after we return from our beach holiday in Spain.
Oh, yes. I forgot that your family's going abroad this summer. So, have you found any nice camps yet?
Yes, I have actually. Look at this adventure camp in South Wales. It's quite far away, but it looks great. It runs for 2 weeks, and there are lots of extreme sports for campers to do there. Hey, I know. Why don't we go there together?
Well, I'm free in late August, but I don't like the sound of extreme sports. It sounds a bit risky to me. Plus, I'm not very sporty in general. Do you have any other ideas?
Well, the only other camp in late August is this one here, a cooking club right here in Hereford. A celebrity chef is organising it, and it's for teenagers from 14 to 18. What do you think of that?
That's a better idea. I love cooking. So, it would be really cool to learn some tips from an expert chef. Is it for 2 weeks too?
It's for a week and a half, but you don't stay in accommodation. Instead, you have to travel to the camp each morning.
That's okay. My dad will give us a lift before he goes to work. And look, because you don't have to pay for accommodation, it's much cheaper than the adventure camp.
You're right. I guess my parents will be pleased about that. Now, let me see. It says you can register for the camp online, but the final date for registration is tomorrow. That means we'll need to ask our parents tonight.
Okay, I'm sure they'll be fine with it, but I'll ask them as soon as they come home from work this evening. Then I'll come over to your place tomorrow afternoon so we can register together.
Okay, sounds like a good plan. See you tomorrow then.